Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive to right field. Robinson throws towards Adair. Adair fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Adair. McAuliffe scores. Lump moves to third. Cash moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Lump scores. Cash scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Lump reaches second base with a double. McAuliffe moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash is walked intentionally. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Lump scores. Cash moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lomaby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Berry reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamaby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lamaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamaby is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamaby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 2 in the game. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamaby fields it and throws to third for the out. Freehan moves to second. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing second base. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hicks now playing right field. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Al Weiss. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 3 in the game. McLain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.